Hi, and welcome to Becoming Less, an Edmontonian journey to less waste, less impact, less consumption, and less clutter. Becoming Less is brought to you by Waste Free Edmonton, and together we are dedicated to waste reduction efforts, big and small. I'm Biz, and I'm here today on Mother's Day with my lovely mother, Toni. Hi, Mom. How are you doing?
Hi, Biz. I'm good.
And I thought it would be fun for you to tell embarrassing stories about me as an eco kid.
An eco kid.
How early do you remember me being the little eco warrior? Because as far as I remember, I have just always been this way.
Well, I think that's true. You were never really very forceful about it when you were little, but things happened, things came up now and then that were definitely hints of your inherent desire to pursue this path. So I think it's always been part of who you are. But when you were little, there was this sort of consciousness, but I don't think you really understood it fully until you got a little bit older and then embraced it fully, right? But yeah, I think it was always there.
I'm sure there are some great little embarrassing tidbits that you can share with the world.
Well, I don't know if they're embarrassing. Maybe one or two might be, but you know, there it was little things like when you and your sisters were small, I always had a little box in the corner and I'd throw like the toilet paper rolls and paper towel rolls and odds and ends, bits of ribbon, scrap paper, things like that. I'd just throw it in there and you guys were free to craft with it whenever you wanted. And one day, I can't remember which child it was, but some other kid was over visiting and you suggested that you make some crafts and you grab the box and the kid kind of looked in the box and looked at you and went, "You want us to make stuff out of garbage?" And you got really upset about it because, I mean, this was normal to you, I guess, partly, but, you know, you really defended it quite adamantly. I can't remember exactly what you said, but it was along the lines that, you know, we can make fun things with this and we can reuse this stuff, right? So there was, even at that age, and I think then you were probably 5 or 6, I'm pretty sure you were in school, you know, that you saw the value in reusing things.
So, yeah, I don't ever remember a time when I thought that things were garbage and useless. I don't remember ever thinking that way.
No, we did always try to recycle, you know, like that's been part of my life for a very long time. So, you know, but it wasn't as big, I guess, as it is now when you guys were growing up. We did the best we could with what we had, right? You know, maybe it just sort of got instilled as we went along, but you just always seemed to care, right? There was always this caring about this stuff. And I remember one time I was complaining about the amount of garbage I had to haul out to the road to get picked up. And you suggested that we should try harder not to make so much garbage. So I said, "And how do we do that?" And you just said, "Well, stop throwing so much stuff away."
So, that seems logical, doesn't it?
Very logical, right? Like, okay, you know, like, it doesn't really solve the problem. We're either going to throw it away or it's going to pile up in the house. But these kinds of things they've cropped up often as you were growing up. Like there was always these little insights that you would come up with. Perhaps not fully developed at the time, but you were well on your way, even at a very young age.
Now, do you feel like my sisters had the same sort of...
No, no. And I can give you a comparative example. I got frustrated with your sister, Tracy, whose room was always a disaster. And I went in and decided I was just going to clean it up myself. And when she came home from school, she was devastated because I'd thrown away her Smarties box collection. And she was just devastated, like honestly devastated that, you know, and I must have picked up like 20 Smarties boxes off her floor, right?
So she likes to hold on to her garbage, I guess.
Yeah, she wasn't throwing it away, right?
Well, I guess there's that. It's not garbage yet.
That's right. We can give her, you know, a few attagirl points for that. But, you know, I don't think that either of your sisters really had that same level of, well, I don't know. I don't think it was lack of awareness. I just don't think it really bothered them one way or another. You just threw stuff away, right? Like, that's what you did. So that's what they did, right? Mm. But
Dad didn't throw things away.
Your father did not throw things away. He was probably a borderline hoarder.
I remember dealing with all his stuff when he passed away, and there was so much stuff.
There was so much stuff. Like, you know, yeah, so much stuff. Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that was all about, but he did not like throwing stuff away. So
I know that I remember seeing all that and specifically saying that I would not become the hoarder that he was.
Yeah.
But I still feel like I probably took on that this could be useful someday. I can't just throw it out mentality.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't think you weren't anywhere near like he was. I mean, he didn't throw anything away, anything. After he died and I cleaned out the closet, I threw dozens of grocery bags filled with his pocket papers.
What is a pocket paper?
Pocket papers. Those were receipts, napkins that he sketched out, plumbing layouts or whatever, like notes about stuff he had to do for work, and he would stick them in his pocket, and then he would bring them home and he'd take them out of his pocket and he'd put them on the kitchen counter. That's where they were supposed to stay, like forever. You know, eventually they'd pile up, there'd be this huge pile, so I'd sweep them into a bag and tell them that I put them in the closet in a bag, because I couldn't throw them away. He would lose it, right? So yeah, when there was one bag, I opened a couple of the bags just to see what was in there, and he died in what, 1996, and there were bags in there with receipts from the early 80s.
Very important. So, it's very important to keep those things.
Yeah, I guess that was his filing system. I don't know. But yeah, they were just like half the closet was just stuffed full of these stupid bags of pocket paper. And yes, I admit, I threw them away.
Yeah, I'm glad that I'm not a hoarder so much with this don't waste anything mentality. I've tried really hard to keep that balance. Sometimes it's tricky. Sometimes it's like, well, this could be useful. But at the same time, I don't want to be that.
Yeah. He was just over the top. Like, you know, over the top. He couldn't, if he would saw through a cord on one of his tools and he wouldn't throw it away and he wouldn't fix it. He'd just go buy another one. Right.
How often did that happen? How often is he sawing through cords?
Well, there was, when we cleaned out the shed, what did we find? Three or four skill saws. One, he actually sawed through the cord. One, the cord, the plug was broken off or really badly frayed or something. And things like, and the other two, he probably just couldn't find them when he needed them. So he went and bought another one.
Okay, well, that's definitely not my mentality.
No. I mean, it was the same thing with his AC/DC tapes and CDs, right? Like,
oh, just AC/DC.
He just dropped them in his van, and then he couldn't find them again, so he'd just go buy another copy. And I'm pretty sure we divvied them up, and each of you girls got at least one of each of their albums on day for CD.
Oh my word.
Like, there
I
was
have
just.
none of them to this day. I just want you to know, not a single one.
I still have PTSD about ACDC.
There are a few things that I had of his that I pulled out of the closet, and I was like, you know what? These are sitting in a closet. You know who would appreciate them more? My sister Allison. So I sent them to her because I figured she would lose it if I threw out anything that belonged to him. So I figure she will appreciate it, and I hope that it has a good life in her house and not mine.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny how people, like, I'm not a super, super sentimental person. Like, there's things that I've kept, but to me, it doesn't, if it's not useful or I'm not enjoying it, even if it was like grandma's, why am I keeping it, right? Like, keeping something just for the sake of keeping it because it was some dead relative's to me doesn't make sense.
I agree.
Yeah.
I have to say Emily was a little aghast when I told her this that I was like, "Oh, this was my father's. Oh well, I'm going to not have it anymore." She was like, "What?"
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't really have anything of his left except the ashes that you gave me.
Because you listened to that episode where we talked about this.
Yes, and I was on that, like, I was like, no, I just can't, you can't throw them away.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I know. I was like, I don't know if this is something you can't just throw them away. But anyway.
He did have some interesting ways of looking at life, and in his own way, like, despite being, I'm going to keep referring to him as a borderline hoarder because I just can't go there all the way to think that I lived with him that long, and it was bizarre. But anyway, he had his own strange ways of being conservative as far as being wasteful
Oh dear, I
when.
think I know where this is going.
Yeah, I think you do. And so one of his rules was 4 pieces of toilet paper max.
I remember this.
Yes, and we would argue about it fairly frequently. This came up because he would just be, I mean, I don't know if it was so much because he didn't want to be wasteful or was the fact that we had a septic tank and he didn't want to have to always be cleaning it out, right? So, but it was a frequent thing that came up. And one day you were very little, probably 4-ish, and he was going on and on and on about 4 pieces of toilet paper max, that's all you need, and yada yada yada. And you piped up and you said, I'll use 4 pieces of toilet paper, Dad. My front bum is small enough.
Oh my God, my problem.
Well, I mean, thank you, because it ended the argument right there. We neither one of us could continue fighting about it after that.
I'm glad to be of service, I
Yes.
guess.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it was just, you had this funny kind of logical approach to it too, like that, right? Like, it made sense to you.
Oh man, the
Yeah.
toilet paper rations.
Yes, toilet paper rations. Yeah.
Yep.
Bizarre. Bizarre, bizarre, bizarre. But anyway, I think you sort of paid more attention to these kinds of things too than your sisters did. There was a time, it was at Christmas time, and you guys had finished opening all your presents and playing with your stuff a little bit, and so I wanted to get on with the day, and I asked you kids, to pick up all the wrapping paper and put it in a garbage bag. And you suggested that perhaps instead of throwing it away, we could keep it and reuse it. And well, I'm kind of rolling my eyes in the background. Your
Hey now,
sister,
that is
your
a
oldest.
perfectly logical thing to do.
Yes, it was. But are you thinking, oh my God, now I have to find somewhere to store this stuff? Okay. Anyway, so I'm kind of hoping your dad didn't hear because, he'd probably go for that. Anyway, your oldest sister was very quick to point out that most of the wrapping paper was torn, and if you wanted to reuse it, then next year you'd be getting much smaller presents.
I don't know if using consumerism against me would work anymore.
No, but I mean, you were little, so it kind of gave you pause because you're kind of going,
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
This
wait a
isn't
minute.
right. Well,
Yeah, so,
that's why to
yes.
this day I use bags. I use gift bags and I use them over and over and over and over and over again. And I don't
Yes.
care if it's your birthday, you're getting a Christmas one because that's what I
Yeah, right? I
have.
mean, I hate wrapping presents. I totally hate wrapping presents. And wrapping paper to me is one of the dumbest things. Like, I just don't get it.
See, now
It's
it kind of hurts me inside to not want to use wrapping paper because I loved wrapping presents when I did that. I loved it. I
oh.
loved it so much.
I can I didn't mind. I don't know if you recall that big roll of brown paper that we had
Okay, yeah.
at the house. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I used that and wrap presents in that. And then I would just draw or paint a picture on them or something. And I could never understand why people were slightly offended when I gave them a gift and it wasn't in fancy wrapping paper, right? Like, and
Right?
I'm going,
I agree with
what's more
you.
important, the wrapping paper or the gift, right? Like,
It just shows
yeah.
you how important that the gift you're buying people really is, doesn't it?
Well, right? You're kind of, yeah. So, like, I don't really buy gifts for people much anymore either.
Just
I mean,
Gavin. And
well.
Nolan and Joe are old enough they get money now, I think.
Well, they can get money now. It's easier to send them money. Gavin, yeah, he'll, but only if he or she asks for it. You don't
I
just.
love that. I love that we're like, what do you want? Oh, that's what you want? Okay, this is what I'm going to get
Yeah.
you because it's actually something you want and need and you will use.
Right. And I used to think that you girls were sometimes a little, I don't know what the word is again, but cruel. As if you didn't like a present, you would say so. You all would.
Well,
Right?
I remember
Like,
Allison's Christmas lists. And it wasn't
oh.
like I like t-shirts. It was like I like this t-shirt by this brand in this color and this size, and you can buy it at this store.
Well, yeah. Or she'd go through the Sears Christmas catalog and she'd write down the item and the number and the cost and what page it was on. She
Yeah,
was
I
very
remember how
specific.
her Christmas lists were detailed because if you didn't get the right thing, she was not okay with
Exactly.
that.
Yeah. And I mean, and Tracy was the same way. I remember when your grandma made you all sweaters, and Tracy got this kind of an aqua colored or turquoisey colored blue sweater, and Tracy was actually offended that grandma thought she would like it, and she complained about that for days and days. I mean, she brought it up a couple years ago, right?
Oh,
Yeah, and I was like, okay, let it go, right? It was just a freaking sweater. Your grandma was trying to be thoughtful, right? Like, oh my goodness. But, and I sort of get that because I, growing up, I rarely got what I wanted when, for Christmas or birthdays, my sister and I always got exactly the same things, right? So I never got stuff that was just for me because I wanted it, except very rarely. So yeah, I understand that, but at the same time, I think that, well, if somebody was thoughtful enough to think of you, at least be grateful. Yeah, sometimes, particularly Tracy, would just, I don't like this. I don't want this. And you're just like, you're mortified, right? Like,
But
oh my
that
God.
is so how I am now. I'm like, I've literally told people, don't buy me things. Just don't, unless you've talked to me first, because there is a good chance that I will be giving it away within 3 months.
Well, and I don't mind because I'm not a great gift giver in the first place, right? Your Aunt
You're
Kathy
so
is
easy to buy for, though.
yeah, I know, right? But I'm always saying, I want that. I want that, right? So unless you got, particularly for you guys, because I mean, who else do I buy presents for or would I buy presents for? If you haven't specifically said, I really like this or I would like one of these, I am not going to spend money on anything. So
Well, I would really like a Bernina Q16 just to, you know.
okay, I'll just dip into petty cash and get that for you, Bruce.
Awesome.
But I mean, yeah, I get the point. Like even myself now, I don't really need gifts. I don't like when you bought me the True Black Tarot, I was so freaking excited because wow, that was amazing, right? You know, and I appreciate it. I really, really appreciate it because it was very thoughtful and it was expensive. I can't believe you spent that much money on a deck of tarot cards,
That
right?
expensive? I mean, it was an expensive tarot deck, but I mean, in the scheme of gifts, it wasn't that expensive.
I suppose, but you know, I love them. I truly do. They are one of my favorite decks now. So, but you know, like I don't know what you guys really want. And so, unless you actually say, "Hey, I would really like this for my birth," like you told me you wanted soap for Christmas. That was fantastic. It's like, wow, that just makes
Yeah.
my life so much easier.
And it
I
made
know.
my life so much easier at Christmas time when I got so much soap from people.
So this year you're not getting soap? You don't
Oh
want
no, I've
soap
already
again?
burned through most of it. But
Oh, okay. Oh,
no, it
okay.
was perfect because it's like it's nice, fancy soap that I would never spend the money on. But
Yeah.
it was fun and it was something I will actually use. And it's generally low waste stuff because it's bar soap, it doesn't really require a lot of packaging. So, no, that was great. I love that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I didn't even wrap it, did I? I just put it in a
No, it was
package.
just in the envelope that it came in the mail in, which I
Yeah,
also
because
very
you,
much appreciated.
yeah, that's what I thought, right? That you'd probably wouldn't mind that it wasn't wrapped. So yeah, and it, I mean that makes my life easier, right? If I'm gonna spend the money, I like it to be appreciated, and I don't expect people to keep everything I give them. You know, if they don't
Well,
want it anymore, it's fine with me if they re-gift it or give it away or repurpose it
I
or.
feel like I really learned from you that when you give somebody a gift, it is a gift and that is what it is, and it is no longer yours to control what happens to it.
Right.
Thank you for that gift because I can't imagine how much stress people must go through when they don't see that thing that they gave somebody on their wall or displayed on a table a year down the road.
Yeah. And I don't care, right? I don't know. Buying presents for people because you're expected to kind of makes me a little nuts. And it always has. It's like I don't need presents for Christmas. I don't need presents for my birthday just because you think you're supposed to buy me something.
No, you know,
You
thinking
know?
back on Christmas, do you know what my memories of Christmas are as a kid?
What?
A, being so stressed out for the 4 hours before 8 o'clock that I'm awake and you guys aren't, so I can go and wake you up and tell you that coffee's on.
Well, that's what your stockings were for. You're supposed to play with your stockings. They were supposed to entertain you for
And I
that
remember Yule
one.
dinners where we would have everyone over for Yule and have a big meal. And I remember like sitting on the floor in the hallway as a kid, stuffed full, playing with the dogs because people brought their dogs over when they came to visit. I remember that. I don't remember what I got for Christmas. I don't remember the
No,
gifts,
I know.
except Rudy. I do remember Rudy.
Rudy?
My, what was he, a raccoon? Raccoon Stuffy?
I thought Rudy was one of your hamsters.
Rudy was Tracy's hamster, I think.
Oh,
But
okay. So there we go.
I remember I woke up and under the tree was a stuffed raccoon, and on its ear was a tag that said "Forbids from Santa" or something. It definitely said from Santa because it was unwrapped. So I grabbed it, and then I came and woke you up, and you said, "What are you doing? You're not supposed to unwrap the presents until we all wake up," because and you were playing along because it was from Santa. And I was like, I didn't. It was already unwrapped. I was so upset that I was in trouble.
Oh no, I'm a terrible mom. Yeah.
And you're like, oh no, it's okay. You're like trying to play along with the whole Santa thing, and I'm just like all traumatized.
And I remember like Allie being so intense about the presents thing leading up to Christmas, which stressed me out. And every year I would ask her, what did you get last year? She'd ask for something big, right? And I'd say, if you can tell me what you got for Christmas last year, I'll get you that. And she never could. Like, I dreaded the day that she actually remembered something, but she'd be like, right? I think it was you guys more than anything where I kind of learned the value of gift giving, right? That it should be meaningful, not forced, right? Yeah, so I just don't see the point in it.
I definitely remember Yule dinners more than I remember presents on Christmas morning. I remember like jumping into the snowbank on the just beside the deck one year. I think it was maybe Sean. I don't know. One of the boys who would come to Yule
Sounds
dinners.
like a Sean
Sounds
thing
like
to
Sean. You're right.
do.
It does sound more like something Sean would do. Just jump
Yeah.
in and everybody jump in the snowbank just off the deck. But yeah, like that's the stuff I remember. It wasn't the gifts. And I remember decorating the trees. I remember sitting, what is, like sit around the tree with our ha like holding our hands, swing back and forth and Christmas, singing Christmas carols. Do you remember that?
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah, it wasn't like a tradition. It's just something that rem I remember doing for whatever reason.
Yeah, and things like that, which were fun, I always found meant more to me too. Even when I was young, growing up, it was going and getting the tree, right?
Yeah, and
And
that too.
bringing it home and letting and waiting for it to dry out because you couldn't bring it in the house until.
Until it drip dried a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then dad put the lights on. That was right. We had to sit there and wait for him to get the lights on
Oh,
because that
see,
was
this is,
his job.
it's really funny that you remember that and that meant something to you because I remember you being like, I don't want to go out and then chop down the Christmas tree. That's not something I want to
No,
do.
we didn't.
Dad, that's your responsibility.
Yeah, we didn't go chop. We went and bought them. We bought them from tree places.
When you were a kid.
Yes,
Yeah.
we did not go out trudging through the snow to chop down a tree.
Oh man, I love that so much. I'm sad that I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, no, that was not a thing. But we actually went to the place wherever they were selling the Christmas trees, and we picked out a tree, and then we strapped it to the roof of the car, and we did that whole Christmas vacation thing.
But to this day, I still maintain the tradition of putting up the tree shortly on or after December 1st with Christmas music playing, and we all decorate the tree together. And by all of us, I mean me and Adam, because there's two of us. But
Yeah.
I'm like, this is
And I mean
important.
that's
This is important, man.
and it is that is to me too. Like I love I mean it's those kinds of things that kind of have always meant more to me, more so than the gifts, right? We are so off topic, Biz. This is crazy.
We're
How
not. We're
did we get
talking
to this?
about childhood
But
memories.
yes, well, I guess very loosely, but
Why did you have more embarrassing stories to tell about me?
Oh my gosh. No, not that I can really think of.
That's because I wasn't an embarrassing child. It was definitely the other ones.
The other ones were way more embarrassing than you, yeah.
Yes. I
Yes, yeah, it was always the other two. Yeah.
was
Yeah.
an angel.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a few interesting moments, but that's for another time.
Okay. Well, thank
Yeah.
you so much for joining me and reliving those magical moments of my childhood.
Yes, well, it was fun. I thank you for having me. It was awesome.
And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in. And thanks to Change Toothpaste to sponsor this podcast and make it free for Emily and I to do, because podcasting is not free and Emily and I are volunteers. If you would like to get in contact with us, you can reach us at becominglesspod@gmail.com. Let us know tips and tricks you have for reducing your waste, or if you just want to talk about something we've talked about on the show, or mention a topic you want us to talk about, any of those things, email us. We love it. You can also find us on Instagram at becominglesspod, or you can go to wastefree.ca/becominglesspod for all the ways to connect and listen. Until next time, we can all be a little less than we were yesterday.
What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say?